Whoa, grumpy. I mean, really, 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 really. Yesterday, I could sense that something, I was on the radio and I could sense that something fairly dramatic was happening at the Zondo Commission with Sydney Mufumadi, former minister, in front of Deputy Chief Justice Zondo. And he was testifying in his role as the chair of a high-level panel which investigated the state security agency. He said that they had received allegations that Jacob Zuma had been given 2.5 million rand a month in the 2015-2016 year, which was up to 4.5 million a month, but in the following year, the money given to David Matlobo and then passed on supposedly to Jacob Zuma. And there were all sorts of other allegations that there was a project to make sure that Zuma-friendly judges were put on the bench and put in charge of important trials, and that this one took nobody by surprise, that the news media had been infiltrated by cash and that Iqbal Survey's African News Agency was one of the infiltrated places. Peter du Toit, Assistant Editor of In-Depth News at News 24. Peter, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
It really is dramatic testimony. Where's the evidence?
It's dramatic testimony, and it really cuts to the heart of the state capture project. You know, yesterday's testimony, and I should add today's confirmatory testimony by Luyiso Jafto, who is the acting director general of the state security agency, really paints a very concerning, worrying, and scary picture of the spooks running the country. Where's the evidence? The evidence was presented to this, or the testimony and I suppose supporting documents, and that evidence was presented to Sydney Mufumadi's high-level panel looking at allegations of impropriety at the State Security Agency, which was appointed by the president in 2018 and delivered their report at the end of that year, only made public in March of 2019. So, of course, this is still subject to cross-examination if some of those implicated in this so wishes. What is pretty significant, John, is that there has been quite strong pushback from a number of people, including Arthur Fraser, who was the former Director General of State Security. All of this, most of this, happened under his watch. They are the counter-offensive is happening on social media. There was a lawyer's letter sent to Judge Zondo. A succession of lawyers today tried to prevent the testimony by DG Jafta from being led. So yes, it's a legitimate question to ask where the evidence is.
Because listening to Sydney Mufumadi, look, I wasn't able to listen live, but I did check in as best as I could last night and this morning. He was saying, we were told of. We were told that the money was given to David Matlobo, and we were told that the money was given to Jacob Zuma, but the person who told us this never saw Matlobo giving the money to Zuma. So unless he has stuff in a cupboard, and Paul Pretorius for the commission did say we have other evidence to lead on these matters, but it was very much hearsay, and it's very credible hearsay in terms of everything else we know, but hearsay doesn't stand up in a court of law.
Probably not. You know, we obviously don't have access to the source documents on which the high-level panel based their report.
Yeah.
We obviously do not have insight in what the investigators have been keeping themselves busy with at the commission. But what's happened since, and specifically today, with the testimony of Luyiso Jafta, who, as I said, is the acting director general, which means he's the accounting officer in terms of the Public Finance Management Act, he gave some insight into the way how this money was disbursed. And this was disbursed often in cash, because that's the way intelligence works. When you pay off or maintain a network of informants, you do it in cash. There's no use in doing EFTs or, you know, writing out a check, although checks don't aren't a proper tender anymore. But they often and mostly worked in cash. But what the DG today said was, that in the SSA's books, there needs to be accounting for that money. So it sounds like there is some form of an accounting system, although the DG did say today that most of it was issued by the former accounting officer, which was Arthur Fraser. So it's going to be very difficult to prove you're right, because that's how this works. When you pay off an ANC informant, or if you pay off if you finance an ANC faction, they did this mostly through cash, and this is how these networks operate. So you're right, credible hearsay, credible testimony, a credible report, but to prove that in a court of law, that might be very difficult. But what it does tell us, John, is that SSA was, apart from being a piggy bank for ANC factions, apart from supporting Jacob Zuma in his personal ambitions, it was an organization that was purely in service of various political projects, and that's very concerning.
Yeah, I mean, JAFTA today, the law and the constitution were largely ignored, executive overreach all the time, unlawful instructions regularly issued, 9 billion rand. I mean, that's what he's most recently testified to, the fact that 9 billion met a beer, Peter, met a beer, near Emney, 9 billion rand of your money, my money, George's money, Nicola's money, is unaccounted for.
That's money that could have been used to buy COVID-19 vaccines that we are still struggling to get into the country. You know, the scale and the depth and the breadth of what was happening at the SSA, you know, we think we can't be shocked anymore, but this is really crazy. The DG this afternoon casually told Deputy Justice Raymond Zondo about one project where 125 million simply disappeared, and there was no consequences. No one asked where the money went. No one queried it. There was no accounting for it. I mean, 125 million here, 90 million there, 5 million here, and 20 million there just disappeared. So it literally was a drive-through ATM at the SSA where spooks and ANC operators and politicians just dropped by casually, filled their bags with money, and off they went. So it's nauseating, actually. And to add to what you said earlier, JAFTA today, in as many words, said, following the ambit of the law or the prescriptions of the Constitution, was optional.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
adhering to the law and constitution was optional. It's crazy.
It is indeed. Peter du Toit, assistant editor of In Depth News at News24. Deputy Chief Justice Zondo asked Mr. JAFTA if there were any state security agency records that show that agency funds were used to support ANC party activities. JAFTA's answer: they were appropriately disguised. Some of these disguises were comical. So they didn't even try very hard to disguise what they were doing.